Police fire a water cannon at a protester waving a European Union flag. Security forces also use tear gas and stun grenades as riots rock Georgia's capital, Tbilisi, injuring demonstrators and police officers. Some protesters throw firebombs at police. Scores of people are detained as demonstrators attempt to storm the parliament. The protests turned violent after Georgia's legislature on Tuesday gave its initial backing to a controversial law on foreign agents backed by the ruling party. The legislation would require organizations receiving more than 20% of their funding from overseas to register as foreign agents or face substantial fines. Georgia's government, controlled by the Georgian Dream Party, claims the legislation promotes greater openness about foreign funding and is inspired by an American law dating back to 1938. But critics say it resembles a 2012 Russian law used to crack down on civil society. Demonstrators believe similar legislation in Georgia undermines its chances to join the EU.
As we all know, it has been implemented in Russia, it has been implemented in Belarus, and we don't want to be part of ex-Soviet Union. We want to be part of European Union, we want to be pro-West.
Yet despite this criticism, the law has passed its so-called first parliamentary reading. However, Georgian President Salome Zurabishvili says she won't sign the legislation. No one needed this law, she says. It came from nowhere. But maybe it was dictated from Moscow. It needs to go. I said from the first day that I would veto this law. And I will veto it. More than 60 civil society organizations and media outlets warned they would not comply with the bill. The president's suggestion that the law was dictated from Moscow sounds familiar to people still remembering Russia's invasion of Georgia 15 years ago. Like in Ukraine, Moscow also took over land in Georgia, raining missiles on late Soviet Union leader Joseph Stalin's hometown. It halted its tanks just outside the capital Tbilisi, then a seat of a defiantly pro-Western government. In recent years, Georgia's current government has faced criticism from observers who say the former Soviet Republic is moving towards authoritarianism. In June, the EU declined to grant Georgia candidate status alongside Moldova and Ukraine, citing stalled political and judicial reforms. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Botz, reporting.